now. So for the next 10 minutes, I've got Chancy with Nothing About Us Without Us.
Accessible technology. Accessible technology. Anything is possible when everything's accessible. Accessible technology.
Good afternoon. I'm back up here again. Sorry for the rerun. I want to take just a few minutes to explore with you an issue that I've been grappling with in our Federation family and in the circles of folks that I know and in my work at the State Rehabilitation Council. If you guys don't know, I am the National Federation of the Blind representative to the State Rehab Council that advises the New York State Commission for the Blind. I'm going to wait for folks to transact whatever needs transacting. I need 5 fewer decibels, please. Thank you. I want to explore this, and I want to say at the outset, this is something that Brian Daniels and I have talked about. This is something we've been talking about at the State Rehab Council. I've been talking about it with folks on social media, and so I want to be clear that this is a dialogue, and we're going to keep it super positive, and we're going to get it focused, keep it focused on great outcomes. But basically, this is about asking community members, our consumers, allies, professionals, to all get on the same team and become outspoken champions for ensuring equitable access to case information for all blind and visually impaired New Yorkers. And here's why I think that's important. When you are a consumer of vocational rehabilitation services, your relationship with your counselor and with the state agency that your counselor represents is a partnership. Both you and the agency have responsibilities, rights, and expectations. For example, the agency has the right to request and file certain information about you, such as your residency status, proof of legal blindness, demographic information. That agency bears the responsibility of engaging with you to develop an individualized plan for employment that outlines your vocational goal and the steps, including education, rehabilitation services, and equipment, among other things, that you need to prepare for and achieve your goal. You are responsible for a lot of things. You are responsible for choosing a goal, which is a big decision, for collaborating with your counselor and other agency staff on a plan that supports your goal's attainment, and for working in good faith and a continuous state of full and active engagement toward that goal until you either achieve it or change it. One of the most important concepts in the rehabilitation process, it's two words. Does anyone know the two words? You have the right to make what? Exactly, informed choice. If you Google this phrase alongside the words vocational rehabilitation, you'll find that it's ubiquitous in federal vocational rehab law, as well as in guidelines around the country. These two words contain considerable promise. And if you're doing VR right, and by right I mean in a way that is getting you to your goal, they are a serious responsibility. A person who is informed has not only received communication about a topic, but has thought about it, talked to trusted friends, colleagues, and maybe family about it, asked questions, done research in order to arrive at an understanding. The state of being informed does not happen to you. Getting and staying informed takes work, but becoming informed does begin with an initial foundation of information. First-time homebuyers become informed in lots of ways, but learning the basics about property values, mortgages, closing costs, and taxes is a prerequisite to responsibly doing much of anything else. College students choose schools by visiting, reading online, and weighing factors like degree programs and tuition. But that stage of the decision process is predicated on an understanding of how their academic, athletic, and extracurricular performance throughout high school will factor in their search. Drivers, or so I'm told, become informed about road conditions and effective routes by checking the weather and their GPS, but they only do this after they learn the fundamental rules of the road well enough to pass a test. In that same way, being an informed consumer of vocational rehabilitation requires that you understand some fundamentals so you can make informed choices. How vocational rehabilitation operates, what's available, what the agency's objective is in helping you. One moment, please. Oh no. Thanks, Apple. Hold on. Okay. I'm going to be doing the rest of this thing without me. I got 5 minutes anyway, he says. This is why you should always use hard copy Braille. All right. But we got this. You need to understand why the commission can help you, or why the commission is motivated to help you, and you have to stay on top of your process. So basically, fundamentally, you have to understand the rules of the road. When you sign up for commission services, there's an intake packet, and that intake packet contains a wealth of valuable resources about what the commission does, why the commission does what it does, what resources are available to you, what your rights and responsibilities are, and what some other community resources are. And you get that intake packet, and that is your guide to the rest of the process. Whether you read print or Braille, or whether you do not yet read print or Braille, and you need to find another way, you need access to that information in a fully accessible format. Right? If you're a consumer and you think that you should have accessible access to that information, can you say aye? If you've gotten a packet like that in an accessible format, could you say aye? Yeah, we got some work to do. Okay? And in principle, the commission, I believe, they'll speak for themselves, but we have a positive dialogue going on, and I think we all want to see things get better. Once you're engaged in the vocational rehabilitation process, every service that you receive generates a report. If you receive mobility services, if you get technology services, home rehab teaching, academic instruction, an eye exam, any of that stuff, that generates a report. And that report is available to New York State Commission for the Blind staff, and counselors are expected to read your reports and to make decisions based on your case in response to what's in those reports. You're an equal partner, and you, by law, are supposed to be making informed choices. I believe that you can only make informed choices if you take on the responsibility of reading every last thing that is in these reports, and if the commission takes on the responsibility of providing those reports to you. There are some narrow exceptions when the information in a report could potentially harm a person, for example, when psychiatric conditions are involved. But even then, it's possible to delegate reading that report to your guardian or your designated advocate. There's plenty of legislation about this that we can talk about when we have more than 1 minute left. But the bottom line is, we have a right to medical information from our doctors, financial information from our banks, report cards from our teachers from the time that we're in kindergarten. Don't you think it's time that we take a personal interest in what is being written about us, and we use the information that's in there to be as informed about the process as our counselors are? So what I'm asking us all to do is to pull together and help one another get to a place where that happens consistently and in enough varieties of accessible format that nobody is left out. There's one last reason why I think it's important that we do this. Sometimes, if you're losing your vision, the New York State Commission for the Blind can be one of your first official interactions with an institution. You might experience being a blind person dealing with paperwork at the commission before you experience being a blind person at the bank or the doctor's office or all those other places. If the commission and we model the approach that you're not only invited but expected to take an interest in your case, and that you're expected to read documents, and that you have a right to those documents in an accessible format, and you learn through your interaction with the commission about the steps that make that accessibility happen, then that's going to color the way that you deal with your bank and your doctor and every other institution. The commission has the power to improve your quality of life and help you live the life that you want by helping you learn to relate to institutions from a place of awareness and a place of power. So this is actually more than just about our cases and our reports, although our cases and our reports are literally the story of our lives and they're important. This is about modeling an approach for the rest of your life. If accessibility practices start when you're newly blind, with the commission helping you understand how to do them, then you're going to be a more empowered consumer wherever you go for a lifetime. And I invite you all to brainstorm together about how this can be implemented in a practical sense so that it's consistent and it happens across the board. If anyone knows about regulatory hurdles, privacy implications, potential barriers, those are all sticky issues that we have to do some community talking about to figure out. So I invite you to pick holes in this argument and find the holes, please, so that we can figure out how to do it without having unintended consequences. And if you know of agencies that do this already particularly well, either other agencies in New York State or in other states, and you can point us to model policies or legislation, all of those things are things that you could do that would be helpful to us. And I just want to reiterate one more time, we're all in this together. This is one of those times when you have a very good friend and you have to tell your friend something uncomfortable. And that's what I feel like I'm doing now. I believe that the commission wants to support us and has high expectations for us and wants great outcomes. And I just want to be part of helping make that happen. Thank you.